Winthrop University is asking you to bleed, garnet, and give gold at a day of giving, or several days of giving, really. We have the director of annual giving for Winthrop University joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Her name is Rebecca Cheney. And good morning to you, Rebecca.
Good morning,
Lucas. Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley. Yeah. Thanks for having
no
me
problem.
Today.
Well, welcome to Winthrop. We were just Thank learning you. A little bit about your story. You've been in this position as the director of annual giving since November of last year. So welcome.
Thank you.
You're part of the Big South family.
Yes.
You did not go to Winthrop, but you're part of the Big South family, and your husband's part of the Big South as well.
That's correct. Yeah, Campbell and Gardner Webb, and now Winthrop. So excited to add to the collection.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're going to collect the whole set.
Yes.
I love it. Well, I think it's pretty obvious given what your job description is, but tell us more about what your role is over there at Winthrop University when it comes to the director of annual giving.
Sure. So I get the privilege of advocating for our students and our programs at Winthrop. I get to ask people to support those things financially and in other ways that are meaningful to them too.
Perfect. So you work with alumni? Do you work with businesses? Do you work with current students? What does that part look like?
So I work with anyone who wants to support Winthrop at a level, at kind of like what I like to call the normal level, the smaller gifts, anything, you know, a couple hundred dollars. That's what I'm here to do is to help those folks. And then we have another great part of our staff that works with some of those higher level donations. So that's where most of the businesses come in, but
and I think that's fair to say, right? Because I think in this room, we're all alumni of our colleges, mm-hmm. and we always get those phone calls from students. So are you ever those?
I am.
The phone-a-thon. Yes. I asked her as soon as she sat down or shortly thereafter. I was like, are you in charge of the phone-a-thon? Because I was one of those kids who that was a part of my work study. It was a job. It was a way that I was able to make money but also help. The university. And so, you know, it really set me up for success because you got told no a lot. You got hung up to a lot, but you also got to have some really great conversations with alumni. And so now being on the other end of those phone calls, you show a little bit of grace. And of course, give some money like Lucas was saying he would do as well. So
absolutely. And we do have a great team of students with us this semester. They're killing it.
Oh, great.
It's great.
But when it comes to giving, there are certain mainly businesses and some alumni and certain folks that give generous amounts, mm-hmm. which is great. But then some people are like, I can't compete with those businesses. I maybe have $50 to give, $25 to give, maybe $100. How do you respond to that? Because I would just say, I mean, $150, how is that going to help Winthrop University? But explain maybe how you can change our thinking when it comes to donating or making a contribution to a college.
Sure. I think that the choice of giving is so much more important than the amount. I think that choice to invest is really what matters. And when a lot of people make that one choice, even if it's a $5 choice, they can really come together and make an incredible impact. Mm-hmm. That's anytime that anyone's like, you know, I can't give much. And I'm like, you know what? That's okay. Because there are a lot of people who can't. But if we all make that choice together, it makes a big difference.
Well, a lot of nickel and dimes, they add up.
It adds
right?
up.
Pennies
yes.
and quarters, they make dollars and lots of them.
Well, not pennies anymore.
That's a good point.
Well, and maybe it's just a sacrifice of going to have a cup of coffee or, you know, a lunch out. I mean, because we all know that that's not, you can't do that for under $5 hardly anymore.
Right.
So, you know, maybe just that little sacrifice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, that brings us to Bleed Garnet, Give Gold, a day of giving. It's going to take place April the 21st through April the 22nd. So what does this look like? What's the goal here?
Yeah. So it's 24 hours. So it runs from noon to noon. And we're hoping to bring in 1,200 donors into the mm-hmm. fold. We have done similar in the past, but I'm hoping to bump it up a little bit. There's a lot of great funds that people can support on the academic side, on the athletic side. We've got, you know, the Winthrop Fund, which is an unrestricted fund that does a lot across campus. And honestly, if there are funds that people are passionate about that are not one of our listed priorities, we're so grateful to accept funds for that too. People can give to wherever they are passionate about, wherever they care about, and we'll gladly receive it and put it to good use.
So is this just for alumni, or are you calling on anyone who lives in the Rock Hill community, the county? Who are you looking for? And if they're listening and they might not get a phone call, what do they do to give?
Yeah, great question. We are calling on anyone and everyone who cares about Winthrop, who cares about Rock Hill, who really cares about helping people be successful, to join in and support Bleed Garnet Give Gold. And so if you don't get a call from one of our students or someone on our staff, you can actually visit our website, which is winthrop.edu/BG3. That's Bleed Garnet Give Gold is what BG3 stands for. Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to attract 1,200 donors. Doesn't matter really the size, as you've said. They would always like more, but they would rather have something than nothing.
Correct.
Right? I mean, you need money, so something's better than nothing.
Absolutely. We are really trying to just increase participation more than anything else. And so a gift of $5 will put you on that board.
So folks can just kind of just give, but to your point, you list various reasons. And is that online as well for folks can kind of see where they want to where they're passionate about?
Absolutely. Okay. So if they just navigate to that website, winthrop.edu/BG3, currently we're in what we call a pre-launch phase, so they can't see the whole website just yet, but they can make a gift early. So if you click make a gift early, then you can see all the areas that are available and select one of those.
Okay. And then we're speaking with Rebecca Cheney. She is the director of annual giving for Winthrop University. They've got their Bleed Garnet Give Gold, a day of giving, 24 hours, April the 21st through the 22nd. Their goal is to attract 1,200 plus donors. We want to try to do more than 1,200. doesn't matter the amount. Again, $5 all the way up until you want to stop writing the zeros on that check, I guess. Rebecca, the focus of this, really the drive of this, because some people might say, I mean, Winthrop's probably got plenty of money. Why are they asking me for money? Would be what? What do you say to folks that say, again, $5, $10, how is that going to impact Winthrop University? What do you hope to establish with this event long past April the 22nd?
I think just the awareness that investing in future Eagles and to be fair, current Eagles makes a really big difference. We have a video that we have created for this effort this year, and the students talk about what it means to bleed garnet, right? What that means to them, discovery, wearing a jersey with pride, learning how to lead with purpose. And I think at the end of the day, the funds that we raise, this Bleed Garnet Give Gold, and hopefully for many to come, we'll just continue to invest in those students and help put them out into the world to be as successful as possible and to lead productive lives and to, you know, elevate Winthrop and Rock Hill.
You're really investing in the future, right?
Exactly.
You're investing in these future leaders, and that's what we want. And especially if you're not an alumni of Winthrop, but to Ashley's point earlier, if you live in this Tri-County area, we're impacted by Winthrop in some form or fashion, right? We either have a family member that went to Winthrop, you yourself might have tried Winthrop, and then you can always go back. You might be employed by Winthrop. Mm-hmm. So it touches all of us in some form or fashion. So you want to invest in the leaders of tomorrow. But you also want to invest in the school because we want Winthrop to be around here for many, many centuries.
Right. This is also a great tie-in to the new branding campaign that just launched. Was it last week? Mm-hmm. My weeks are all running together of, you know, come to Winthrop, be the you. Mm-hmm. So I think this is all great as an alum. So thank you. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all that you do.
Absolutely.
All right. Again, the effort is called Bleed Garnet Give Gold. It's a day of giving, April the 21st through the 22nd. It's a 24-hour celebration of giving and Eagle pride. They're looking for more than 1,200 donors in that 24 hours. And you can reach out to Winthrop via the website and or social media or give them a call and kind of maybe see what's available if you just want to give and they'll do with what they do best with the money. Or if you want to earmark it for something that you're passionate about, they can help you with that. And you can always just reach out to Rebecca Cheney. She is the director of annual giving.